Today is Thursday, the 23rd of January, in the second week of Ordinary Time. The community of Tezi sing De Noche Iremos. By night we search for the source of living water. It is only our thirst that guides our way. This time of prayer is an opportunity to quench that thirst a little. My thirst for God, the source of life. A chance to drink from the spring, from the source of living water, and be refreshed. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Hearing all that he was doing, They came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and the region around Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly ordered them not to make him known.
In this reading, we hear the great impact Jesus is having on the people. The crowds are so great they are in danger of crushing him. What was it like for his friends, his disciples, to be part of this great spectacle? Jesus seems very popular in this scene. At this stage in his ministry, a crowd puller. Can you imagine what it was that drew so many to see him? And why it was that later on, the crowds were so quickly turned against him? As you hear the scene described again, take a moment to imagine yourself there, listening to Jesus and watching him with so many people making demands on him. How might you have reacted? How would you respond to Jesus?
Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Hearing all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and the region around Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him, because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly ordered them not to make him known.
Talk to Jesus now as you might to a friend. You might want to speak to him about your response to this reading, or about anything else that is on your mind or heart at this time. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.